money. And what we're going to look at next concerns some of the, well, basically some of the relationships which determine why basically we're seeing some of the things that we're seeing in the Middle East. And again, that, in a sense, it's what we've been looking at all along. But again, where there's dough involved, often that is what determines the ideology. Article basically by the Israel NN News. This is an Israeli website. I've seen no reportage about this in the United States. A U.S. State Department-funded University of California program, which provides business training for residents in the Middle East, specifically excluded Israeli Jews until Jewish journalists protested. Well, again, often that is the sort of thing that can be, that can result from economic relationships and not necessarily fierce or pointed bigotry on the part of anybody at the University of California. Want to conclude, too, by taking a look at some of the economic relationships at the very core of the corporate elements that bonded the Third Reich's power elite with the American power elite. And one of the reasons why, in a sense, the continued... Actually, you know what? I'm going to put some of this on the description because we are almost out of time. And, you know, I'm feeling somewhat naughty here. So I think what I'm going to do, rather than finish up by talking about Ludwig Erhard, who succeeded Konrad Adenauer as Chancellor of Germany, you know, I had a promise to the truthers at the end of this broadcast. I think I'm going to keep it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to discuss how Larry Silverstein and I planned the September 11th attacks, okay? Short on time, so I'm going to have to go quick here. But for those of you who are truthers, listen to this. Now, in early February of 2001, I got a call, picked up the phone. On the other end of the phone was Larry Silverstein. Larry Silverstein said, "Dave, I got a problem." I said, "Larry, you came to the right place." He said, "Listen, I want to bring down the World Trade Center. I want to look like it was an Arab terrorist attack, but I can't get the cooperation of the Pentagon. And, Dave, well, you're the head Zionist on the West Coast. I need your assistance." And I said, "Larry, you came to the right place, but are you prepared to do what you know you're going to have to do?" He said, "Yes, I am." Well, of course, we both knew what he meant, and what he meant was we're going to have to get the cooperation of the Council of the Learned Elders of Zion. So I contacted the Council of the Learned Elders of Zion, and they gave us our orders. Basically, we're going to have to prepare special ceremonial matzah with the blood of newly murdered Christian and Muslim babies. So I asked Larry if he was ready to do this, and he said, "Yep." So he sent out his cadre and rounded up some Christian and Muslim babies, and they were ceremonially slain at a new moon. And their blood was mixed into ceremonial matzah, which we then ate with the Council of the Learned Elders of Zion and performed a satanic rite. We invoked the spirit of Satan himself, who enlisted the Pentagon, which is a satanic symbol. And that is how we were able to get the cooperation of the federal authorities on September 11th to pull down the World Trade Center. But there's more. There was a little bit of the blood-laced ceremonial matzah left over. And so to generate a little bit more money for the international Zionist conspiracy, the Council of the Elders of Zion took the leftover blood-laced matzah and sold it to Ben & Jerry's, who are going to be using it for a new flavor that they're coming out with this fall called Big-Nosed Christ Killer. And that is how Larry Silverstein and I planned and executed the World Trade Center attacks. My book will be coming out shortly. The DVD is already available. And if you believe what I just said, no. In all seriousness, folks, obviously, for those of you who are graduates of the California public school system or listen regularly to Pacifica Radio, I'm just kidding. That was perhaps bad exercise in a strident exercise in bad taste. But what the heck? After being on the receiving end of a lot of this stuff, it isn't all that different from some of the stuff that's going around. There will be more material in the description to this broadcast available at www.spitfirelist.com. And what we're going to be doing is exploring this perhaps in broadcasts of the future. This, however, concludes Side 2 of For the Record Program Number 613, The Socialism of Fools, Part 2, subtitled American Dreyfus, or Petro-Dreyfus, perhaps we'll call it. This program has been recorded on October 7th of 2007. My name's Dave Emery. Thanks for listening.
Dave Emery. Tuesday nights at 6 when not out on the road with the Comedians of Comedy. And this is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, WFMU.org. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Tom Sharpling in the best show on WFMU. Right now, though, the old codger, who is now alternating weeks with Mac and the Antique Phonograph music program. Stay with us, everybody.
Come get your hot stuff from this volcano. I'm an overheater, try and beat it. Hotsy, totsy, hot and hot. Now it may be snowing, but when I get going, oh baby, I'm hot. You can't keep your collegiate charmers. Their loving isn't worth a dime. Away up in Alaska where the natives freeze, an Eskimo left my hut in his BBT. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mamas. I'm getting hotter all the time. I don't want to brag, but in my hotel suite, a dozen firemen were overcome by heat. A Scotsman wants to marry me, the dear sweet soul. He thinks with me around, he'll save a lot of coal. I met a movie star who's famous for his patch. I gave him one kiss and singed off his mustache. A funny thing happened, I nearly died. I sat down on an egg, got up, the egg was fried. I'm the last of the red hot mamas. They've all cooled down but me. I don't pet and only neck 'em. No, sir, I'm a mama who loves to wreck 'em. I can make 'em sizzle, make 'em fry and frizzle. If you want to know the truth, I can warm the cold ones, give the old ones back their flaming youth. I was born in the hot Bahamas. Right now I'm in love and pride. Others pet and kiss and hug and don't know what it's all about. Say, when I kiss men, they feel they've had their tonsils taken out. 'Cause I'm the last of the red hot mamas. I'm getting hotter all the time.
I want an ugly papa with store teeth and false hair. I want an ugly papa with store teeth and false hair. He's gotta have a face no other woman could bear. Don't care if he's weak, don't care if he's strong. Don't care if his nose is 10 inches long. Don't care if he has collapsible knees. Don't care if his ears just flap in the breeze. I want an ugly papa with store teeth and false hair. When I get home at night, I'll find him there. Oh, a good-looking daddy will always be untrue. A good-looking daddy will always be untrue. But an ugly papa will sure do right by you. Don't care if he's small, don't care if he's tall, don't care if his head like a billiard ball. Don't care if he's 20 or 72, as long as he makes love, woo-hoo. I want an ugly papa with store teeth and false hair. When I get home at night, I'll find him there. real pretty love. I want an ugly papa who makes real pretty love. I want to be the only one that he thinks of. Don't care if his face like Mickey Mouse. Don't care if it breaks every mirror in the house. I'll do anything to keep him mine. Put a nail in his head, call him Frankenstein. I want an ugly papa with stored teeth and false hair. When I get home at night, I'll find him there. Don't want a king-size papa, want to be sure he's there.
Well, hello. Good evening. Yes, finally. The old codger, Courtney T. Edison, is my name, and I'm here to stay. We just heard from great boogie-woogie music there from Julia Lee and her boyfriends. That was called Ugly Papa. And the program opened up, the program being the old codger, Radio Hour or something. I haven't remembered a name for it yet. Old Codger with Courtney T. Edison. We heard Sophie Tucker, old girlfriend of mine, singing Last of the Red Hot Mamas. Yes, I'm here on the radio on WFMU. This, finally, after 23 years of doing substitutions for other DJs of lesser talent, finally, I have been given my own show. It's a bi-weekly show, alternating with Mac of the Antique Phonograph Hour. He's a fine, fine young man. But you have to admit, me having my own show is probably an omen of impending apocalypse. So beware. It's not all good. But the music will be fine. I do want to thank the WFMU management for giving me this program. They are knaves, poltroons, charlatans, rubes, who cannot recognize true broadcast genius when it kicks them in their action parts. You may be wondering, how did the old codger get the radio show finally, after asking for it for years? Easy. It was easy subterfuge. I made a bet with Brian Turner, the program director. I bet him that Roosevelt would win the 1932 election. You are listening to the outcome of that wager. And to commemorate the first program, I have written a poem about Brian Turner. Let's see. Considered independently, Turner is a curse, and only seems a blessing when compared to something worse. I say something worse because David Newman Garden doesn't rhyme. WFMU has a long history of program directors who display premature symptoms of end-stage dementia. And these people are 23 years old. They're 23 years old and they're senile, living proof that the AARP needs to expand their eligibility requirements. You've heard the expression, a face for radio. Yeah, that implies ugly, like Julia Lee was just singing. Or some of these DJs cannot even meet that standard. You know, they say beauty's only skin deep, but the ugliness of most of these whiny maggots is soul deep. Anyway, enough of my venting. I had to get it out of my system once and for all. From now on, I'm going to be well behaved. You know that in 1930, for about 3 days, I was known as Mr. Nice. Well, I'm going to do it again, you'll see. I'm going to be Mr. Nice, because I'm going to play great music for you every other week for an hour on WFMU. Here's Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell.
Mean. Where this bell house woman What makes you so mean? Well, you're the meanest old woman, baby, that I ever seen. You stay drunk all night and the whole day long. You stay drunk all night and the whole day long. Sometimes I begin to wonder what in this world is going on wrong. And I've told you once, ain't going to tell you no more. I done told you once, baby, ain't going to tell you no more. Notice next time you get drunk, right out my door you go. Nice working, boy. Oh, stomach. I feel so good. Now I'm gonna get real mean, baby. I swear I won't act right. I'm gonna get real mean, mama, when I ain't gonna act just right. Next time I catch you drunk, baby, we're going to have it right. I don't want no bailout woman messing around with me. I don't want no bailout woman messing around with me. If you've got to get drunk, baby, mama, please just let me be.
Dipsy doodle, get in your hair. And if it gets you, it couldn't be worse. The things you say will come out in reverse. Like you love I and me love you. That's the way the dipsy doodle works. The dipsy doodle is easy to find. It's almost always in the back of your mind. You never know it until it's too late. And then you're in such a terrible state. And like the moon jumped over the cow, hey diddle. That's the way the dipsy doodle works. When you think that you're crazy, you're the victim of the dipsy doodle. But it's not your mind that's hazy, it's a tongue that's at fault, not your noodle. You hear me? You'd better listen and try to be good, and try to do all the things that you should. The dipsy doodle will get you someday. You'll think you're crazy, the things that you say. Like rhythm got I and hot am I. That's the way the dipsy doodle works.
man, I need a man, but I don't want no good looking man. I need a man, I need a man, but I don't want no good looking man. I need a man that would walk and support me, man, I can understand. I need a man that would hug and caress me, but not a second hand man. Madam, you are not looking for me. They call me Sweet Houdini. Now since 1923, me and work could never agree. Work is my biggest enemy. I don't work for anybody. You need a man that will work and support you, and that's a second-hand man. Make me a fool, and you're using me like a tool. But that would never do, mommy too, I must say to you. Woman, leave my house and go. Tell the world I want you no more. You need a man that would work and support you, and that's a second-hand man.
Wilmot Houdini, you don't often hear banjo in a calypso music. That was Wilmot Houdini and I Need a Man. It's Wilmot Houdini and his calypso parliament once did a song. It was called Bobby Sox Idol. It was about this singer. I forget, he was a popular singer in the 1940s. His name was Sinatra. Yeah, you ever hear of Sinatra? He's a skinny kid. Nice voice. I wonder what ever happened to him. There was a song about him that Houdini did. It's called Bobby Sox Idol. We played it before. We'll play it some other time. It's a great song. So, we also heard from the Milt Hirth Trio and the Dipsy Doodle. That was Willie the Lion Smith on the piano. In that, Milt Hirth on the organ. And Leroy Carr, Scrapper Blackwell, did Barrett House Woman. Number 2. I wanted to point out, I am the old codger, Courtney T. Edison, playing 70 RPM records like they're going out of style. And I'm going to be on every other week. Every 2 weeks, you can hear me. Because the Edison Hour is going on a break. He'll be back some other time. Until then, they got the best substitute they could have. But of course, I'm not a substitute for anybody. This is my program. I own it. I will even play commercials from time to time, but not tonight, because we have too much music to get to, and of course I have plenty to say as well. And I just want to clarify that the Old Codger program, we do not play tapes. We do not play the spinning compact discs. We do not play pods, whatever they are, the pods, the M3Ps, digital nonsense. We don't play the LP record. The LP record has very inferior fidelity. You can't even hear the surface noise. We don't play cassettes, 8-track cartridges, 45 RPM singles with the big holes. These formats, of course, all become very quickly obsolete. Only the 78 RPM record will last. Of course, all those other formats, the music is useless anyway because there's usually not enough ukuleles. So we only play 78s. 78 RPM, of course, is the 78 revolutions per minute, in case you're wondering what the RPM stands for. Seems somewhat archaic, doesn't it? They don't refer to a compact disc as spinning at a certain RPM. Anyway, 78 is our speed. It's the only speed officially sanctioned by LOCOM. That's LOCOM, LOCOM, which is the League of Cranky Old Men. The membership for that organization is very limited. You must be male, you must be old, and you have to be cranky. We reject anyone who has a sunny disposition. By the way, I am secretary of the Rules Committee. It is a committee of one. So, anyway, we're going to go back to the music on the old Kaju program. On WFMU, we have some Blind Blake. Oh, glorious 78 RPM surface noise. Love it, love it, love it.
This morning, feeling very bad. For years and years I've been your hard working. For years and years I've been your hard working music. I may be crazy, but I ain't no doggone good. You used to be sugar, but you ain't sweet no more. You used to be sugar, but you ain't sweet no more. Better keep your other man from hanging around my show. Now you begun to change. You used to be kind. Now you begin to change. You treat me like an old dog got to me. Goodbye, Mama. You ain't the same no more. Goodbye, Mama. You ain't the same no more. Don't come back or treat me like you did before.
Fiddle and ready for love. The world is right.
My heart is like, I'm like a baby. There is no maybe. I know my fate.
I never knew
what love could do. My heart is reeling. The way I'm feeling is simply great. Fit as a fiddle. Ready for love, I'm fit as fiddle and ready for love. I haven't a worry, I haven't a care. I feel like a feather that's floating on air. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon the church bells will be ringing, ringing for me. How those church bells will be ringing with them.
Hey, nonny, nonny,
and a ha-cha-cha. Oh, hi, diddle, diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, or what did he say? I'm fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I could climb over the moon up above. I'm fit as a fiddle and ready for love. I haven't a worry, I haven't a care. I feel like a bell that's floating on air. Fit as a fiddle and ready for love. Soon the church bells will be ringing, ringing for me. How those church bells will be ringing with a
hey, nonny, nonny,
and a ha-cha-cha. Oh, hi, diddle, diddle, my baby's okay. Ask me a riddle, or what did he say? I'm fit as a fiddle and ready for love,
love. your business. You're on my mind all the time. You looking good to me.
Hey, listen here, brother. Now the man I got, he's a hard-working man. He works hard all the time. And on a Saturday night, when he bring me his pay, he better not be short one dime.
Now, man like that, you are lucky to land.
Why?
Coffee's a brand new fool and a monkey man.
Let me get you told, if I had you.
If you had me.
I'd make you get your job. Working all day long, carrying a heart. Your company, I would ignore. I'd make you sleep down on the kitchen floor. I wouldn't allow.
You wouldn't allow.
You a decent suit. I'd make you wear a shoe and a boot. I would not care if you did get mad. I'd keep you looking like something that the buzzards had. So nowadays, girls, it pays to treat them rough. So get yourself a monkey man and make them strut their stuff.
Come here, come here. If I had you,
what would you do?
I'd make you get you a job. Massaging clothes in someone wash tub.
That's a lie.
I'd whoop your head every time you breathe. Rough treatment, woman, is exactly what you need. I'd go out every night with my gals and I'd get full of gin. And you'd be hospital bound if you asked me where I'd been. I'd make you climb up a slippy elm tree, and if you slip, your hip would belong to me. Now you know a man would put on this earth to rue. So take a tip from me and don't be no woman big fool.
That's pretty glorious, eh? Yes, well, as you can tell from all the music that you've heard since 7 o'clock, that for a change, this radio station has a programmer who has good taste in music. And that person's name is Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, doing a regular program now every other week here on WFMU, playing 78 RPM records like they're going out of style. I want to say hello to all my friends out there. All my friends are listening, all clustered around the Philco, listening to me, Red Butler, Molasses Hathaway, Rummy Delbarton. Hello, Rummy. My girlfriend, Blossom Moskowitz, otherwise known as Rapunzel, and her dog, Fudgy. And there's Woody Clooney, otherwise known as Fish Cakes, and Lola Belle Pancake, who is my agent. So if you want to book me to do an autograph session in your 78 RPM record parlor, you'll contact Lola Belle Pancake. You'll look her up in the Yellow Pages under Agents. There'll be a big picture of Lola Belle. She's quite fetching, as we say. Indeed. And of course, Blossom. Well, my girlfriend Blossom, her picture's not in the Yellow Pages, but it should be. She has this perfume. It is so fragrant. It's a French perfume. It's called Fritus Profonde. It smells like a deep fryer. You can always tell when Blossom's nearby because the distinct and very sensual aroma of chicken McNuggets. Yes, sir. I love Blossom. And her dog, Fuzzy. Well, anyway, old codger here till 8 o'clock, and then I think it's Sharpie Sharpling coming in playing more crappy music. The station then goes back to its regular it has a very special, unique, idiosyncratic, crappy music format. Indeed. So, I thought we'd listen to some more Sophie Tucker, because you can't go wrong with Sophie, the last of the Red Hot Mamas. So, here she is with a very topical song.
It's a fact it is that we women folk are beating all you men. You get evidence of it every day. Now just look what we go through and the clever things that we do. And we surely have this to say. Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy land? They fly the Atlantic while countries explore, where lions and tigers and savages roar. Then they faint dead away when they see a little mouse on the floor. Boys, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? I said, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy land? A man who's so old that he should take to his bed will try monkey glands and he'll get married instead. But we know who put the big idea in his head. You know who? Women, women, women. Aren't women grand? Though we like to think and to boast about man being supreme, still he's got to play second fiddle, no doubt. Though he's big and tall, maybe she's short and small, yet she can count him out. Oh, aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy, happy land? When baby is expected, you chuckle with glee and think how you'll dangle the kid on your knee. A girl or a boy you'd like, but she hands you three. No fooling. Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't women wonderful? Aren't women grand? Aren't they the rulers of this happy, happy land? How kings have been conquered, the history books tell. For instance, Anne Boleyn and also Sweet Nell. Surely you know Cleopatra and Sophie Tucker as well. I must say that we women are wonderful, boys. No fooling. Women are grand.
Makes me treat you the way that I do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in this world too good for a girl so good and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Bought you a fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, a big Cadillac car, and everything. What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Thank you. bought you a fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, a big Cadillac car, and everything. What makes me treat you the way that I do? Gee. Baby, ain't I good to you?
They call me Whiskey Man. I say I drank so much whiskey, they call me Whiskey Man. But I get up every morning with a whiskey bottle in my hand. Lord, my baby treats me mean. She keeps me worried all the time. I said, my baby, she treats me mean. She keeps me worried all the time. And if I didn't drink my whiskey, I believe I would lose my mind. When I drink my whiskey, I don't mistreat my friend. When I drink my whiskey, I don't mistreat my friend. I am sober now, but I'm going and get drunk again. Lord, whiskey, it don't mean me no good. I said, whiskey, whiskey, it don't mean me no good. And I would stop drinking whiskey, baby, if I only could. Lord, Lord, whiskey is killing me. Lord, Lord, whiskey is killing me. And why I can't stop drinking whiskey, Lord, Lord, I just can't see. Baby, put me out. I'm just going from hand to hand. I said, my baby, put me out. I'm just going from hand to hand. And I drank so much whiskey till they called me Whiskey Man.
Just a little smile, dear. Say, Fanny.
Yes, if it was up to me, I would make Surface Noise the national anthem. That was Fanny Watson and You Can't Get Lovin'. And before that was a 78 RPM record of Black Bottom MacPhail and Whiskey Man Blues. The Nat King Cole Trio did Gee Baby Ain't I Good to You and Sophie Tucker. Great Sophie Tucker. Sophie, of course, is my, you know, she's my favorite singing group. We heard Ain't Women Wonderful, Sophie Tucker. I'm just taking a sip of whiskey here. Excuse me. Ah, yes. Well, it's the old codger here not every Tuesday, but every other Tuesday. You can hear Mac in the old phonograph hour every other week. And then I come in and do the old codger radio show on Tuesday from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. The program is live because I don't use tape. I don't believe in it. But as long as I'm here on the radio, I have the bully pulpit. Pulpit, as you say, the bully pulpit. Yes, it's very hard to say that. Say it. Go ahead. Bully pulpit. That is, I can offer you advice. And I read the newspapers and keep up with the current events. And I want to just say, in my editorial position here at WFMU, that they need to stop wasting time at airport security gates looking for terrorists. They should stop. It's a big waste of time. Because if they want to identify the terrorists, it's very easy. I will tell them how. The terrorist is the one wearing a turban. Yes, so you look for the guy who's wearing a turban and you pull him out of the line and you let the little old ladies and the little girls dragging their teddy bears go through. That's all the profiling you need. Terrorists wear turbans. Okay, it's just so obvious. I don't understand why they haven't figured this out yet. Spot the turban, and you prevent him from getting on the plane. You search him. If he's got the turban, you look under the turban, of course. You search him. You take away his bomb, and you've saved hundreds of lives, and you've made sure the flight will arrive safely at its destination. I repeat, write it down. Turban. Now, if it's a little old lady wearing a turban or a little girl, you ask them politely to step over to the side. Well, first, you order them. You say, drop the luggage. Or you, in the case of a little girl, drop the bear. Then you instruct them, put your hands behind your head and move slowly towards that officer with the drawn gun. You strip them and you frisk them. And you search them, every orifice, humiliate them. They will never dress like terrorists ever again. So, if they made me the head of Homeland Security, I could make certain the nation's airways would be safe. So remember, anytime you see someone wearing a turban, call the police. That's the editorial position of the old codger and not necessarily the opinion of the management of this radio station. They said I had to add a disclaimer at the end. I told you they were knaves and poltroons. Well, it's time to get back to the music now. 70 RPM records here on the old codger radio show. What do we got? Some more Blind Blake. Oh, can't get enough Blind Blake. Thank you.
I'm always cares after me. No black and blue, yes, it's habit to boo boo, black and blue, blue.
Billy, I can't believe that 60 Minutes already, but the program is over for this week. They'll be back in 2 weeks. We just heard from Rosetta, Amphibian, Duncan. They were, of course, known as the Duncan Sisters. And they did Black and Blue Blues. And before that, Blind Blake. Black, Blue Blues, Blind Blake, blah, 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 blah. We heard Sweet Papa Lowdown from blah, 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 blah. Well, this has been the Old Codger, Courtney T. Edison. Just remember, I got shoes older than you. I'll be back in 2 weeks playing nothing. Nothing! Let me say that nicely, because remember, I said I'd be Mr. Nice for a few minutes anyway. Nothing but 78 RPM records. Okay? So you stay tuned for Sharpie Sharpling on WFMU East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope.
The best radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Well, I am but a swell governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, governor of party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Collier from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy!
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Yes,
they have Rick Maloney at the Wawa go-to.
What?
I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on on you, boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinacci.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it, and you'll die without it.
Smash your trash.
Derek, I'm calling from Tucson.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man. Right.
Ted, don't stand with that. It's a tentpole. It's a tentpole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What?
This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, from Knoxville.
Super caller.
Officer Tom.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Father.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name is Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Luther. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm the hero of the disenfranchised.
उसकी जवानी क्या होगी फिर उसकी जवानी क्या होगी
जब भी देश की बात होती है